Okay, I would just like to thank everybody so far for, you know, their attention and perhaps their future commitment to support us in this prison endeavor. I refer to the community prison campaign that we're trying to get, dialogue campaign we're trying to get started. We here recognize the need to develop creativity and insight into the minds of not just the young, but the older prisoners within these confinements, in these walls. What we're looking at and what we hope to do is to inspire growth and development in prisoners who will return back to the community. Right now, it doesn't take a genius to recognize the fact that too few individuals have a conceivable idea of what their role in society is supposed to be. Like so many, they're caught up in the images that are projected by the ad campaign of, you know, America's, you know, independence movement, I would say. Independent movement to the point that they have dissolved the concept of family and created the individual. And so everybody's mentality has been directed towards, well, let's become the individual. It doesn't matter how you achieve your goals, just be the individual that achieves it, taking no responsibility or criticism from anyone. That kind of mindset is really prevalent in here. And what we are looking at and what we realize is that the system is designed to give the barest minimum amount of education to those who have short-term bids, maybe 5-10 years maximum. And in the course of, say, they have no high school diploma, they're only required to have an eighth grade reading level. And then they return back to the community with an antiquated idea of how to run a buffer or how to do some antiquated plumbing systems that do not even function anymore, and so on and so forth. There is no real development towards a career or any kind of educational process in place.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, for people who have long-term, you know, commitments to incarceration, with, say, like life on the end, or maybe 20 years, there is no process of development for them whatsoever. Department of Correction feels that one size fits all. If we have a plan that really focuses on the 1 to 2 to 3 year individual who's going to come out and he gets a minimum dosage of vocational education, then that same thing applies to a long-term incarcerated person. The problem is, when a person is in here for 20 years, and the best you can learn is maybe a little bit of plumbing or a little bit of maintenance work, I mean, it has no connection to what people are really doing outside. When you step out there, you have no concept of what is going on out there and where you fit into the plan out there. So it's a simple reasoning process to develop and return right back to what originally brought you in here.
Now, you guys want people to come, you're organizing a program in which you need people to come in from outside to come and speak or to be part of this program, and what kind of people are you looking for and what kind of qualifications do they need to have?
Okay, what we're looking for, what we have in mind to do is to create a program connected between the community and the prison population to develop a program, first, that answers the needs of the long-term prisoner in here so that he will be a productive and an assistance to the community he returns to. We would like to see educators come in and help us formulate this plan. We're looking for professors to facilitate a course that could teach students, you know, graduate students or people on their senior years of community development and businesses and whatever, to come in here and say, well, we need a program that will help stimulate the mind toward some type of productiveness when people finally return back to the streets. Right now, we're paying this astronomical amount of money to hold them in the prison, and it only increases in our taxes. And when they come out, if they're not prepared, then we are going to be paying the price of not having done that work in the past. We're looking for students who would like to administer to something productive now and in the future in terms of growth and development for a class of people that have been just pigeonholed and forgotten. We're looking for community activists who understand the need for individuals to come out and become serious workers and supporters in the community, from voting to just holding down a job, you know, developing the community to the best of their ability to really generate education and skill. We're asking for participation from people from every walk of life, from the church to the political end, to come in and to take a look at this draconian society they have in the prison system, who has lied and built this premises that they have a workable plan in here and that it's functionable and takes in consideration all of its responsibilities to deal in care and custody, when in reality all there exists is that last aspect of that scenario of control. And we need to make understandable to the prisoner that his reality upon incarceration was that he was to be punished, he was to have some form of repentance or time to have some rehabilitation, and he is supposed to be cared for.
So there doesn't need to be, say for example, people don't need to be grad students or professors. They could just be interested in wanting to meet and do work with prisoners. And this is not just a political prisoner project, as I understand. This is for life or long-term prisoners that are looking for some kind of support and some kind of intellectual stimulation in terms of what they're faced with.
Absolutely. See, for the long-term prisoner, when you come in here, you have no computer programming skills that are being taught here. Your highest education you can acquire is high school diploma. What happens if you have a high school diploma when you walk in the store here? There are no programs. You can get a job that's designed to make you a good porter. You can clean up and down the galleries. You can sweep and mop for 20 years. And that kind of foolishness that, you know, that is also incorporated that you can get into and involved in here. There are no college programs here. There are no vocational programs here. When they talk about something like industrial programming such as tailor, they say they teach you to be a professional tailor, when in reality, when you enter the tailor shop, they have so many sections where they have a section that deals with cutting material, another portion that deals with just sewing on pockets, another portion that deals with just pants, you know, sewing the sides and the seams of pants. What happens is when you take these jobs and you ascend to a position where you know what you're doing on that particular job, you can spend anywhere from 5 to 8 years just doing one particular job. There is no program that establishes, well, 8 months on cutting machine, 8 months on sewing pockets, another couple of months on just doing the pants, so that you are a well-rounded tailor. It's just the opposite. You know, it's just production at minimum wages. And all you wind up doing is, you know, you just spend time, 8 hours under a saw machine, or we call the iron horse, and then learn absolutely nothing. Now, when this is applied to a long-term prisoner who's doing 20 years, you can imagine, you know, the hostility that person feels when they finally walk out in the street and they can accomplish or do anything.
Yeah.
They have no skills whatsoever.
Now, who should people get in touch with if they're interested in participating in the program, and when is the program's events scheduled to take place?
Okay, next month, October 18th, we have a forum that is being presented. This forum will bring together, you know, as many professors and community activists and students as we can from the Plattsburgh area, New York City area, and Montreal, Canadian area, as we can possibly bring together. Again, we want to try to bring this organizational, bring this forum together to sit down and dialogue and hopefully come to terms with this environment and come to terms with building something plausible for all communities. The person for contact is Joseph Porcelli, P-O-R-C-E-L-L-I. And Joseph Pacelli is the correction counselor here and our staff advisor for Life as a Long-Term Organization. The forum is scheduled for October 18th between 9 o'clock in the morning, a.m., to perhaps as late as 2 o'clock to 2:30 in the evening, afternoon, for that same day. We hope to have a lot of communication and dialoguing around just not just this issue, but so many issues that are facing prisoners of long-term or with life at the end of their sentences, simply because the prison in its contract is obligated to have programming for every inmate in the facility. There is no program for lifers. Because we have permission to, because the administration, Department of Correction does not present a program to bring about a program, we feel it is important that the community share in the work of presenting and preparing a program. Perhaps they can advise or suggest programs or additional ideas or what we could do to even generate even a greater sense of what we can accomplish in here. It's just a lot of things that we just want to try to do, you know. It's just
do people need to present a specific kind of proposal saying, I want to speak on this or that issue? And if so, should people be careful in terms of not presenting sort of like political content? Or, like, I'm trying to get a sense of what, if you could, say you could have three or four speakers that you're, or people that you would want to come in to have address people, what kind of topics would be forefront in your mind that you would think that they could, that you would want them to speak on?
Well, some of the things we would like them to speak on is, and in essence, first of all, there's a lot of support. We need people to dialogue with not only the administration here, but the administration in Albany, and even their senators, their congressmen, their assemblymen of their neighborhoods. We want to bring a project in that answers the needs of our community. We want flexible, you know, conscientious workers returning back to our communities from these hell holes. So when we talk about what people can talk about and what people can present, I think, you know, it should be an open door type policy. Just what do you think would be appropriate, and can we dialogue on it? Can we talk about it? Can we rationalize and reason with it? I don't think we should limit it to any specific or one term aspect.
What I'm thinking of is that, see, there'd be, if you're looking at things in terms of who's got specific skills that could be related directly to the job market, that would be potentially more difficult for activist communities to organize. Not impossible, but more difficult. Whereas, say, for example, if you wanted somebody to come in and speak about what's a geopolitical issue of concern, what's going on in Palestine, or, say, for example, something about the war in Iraq that's happening, or this kind of matter, that could be very easily organized, and I think a very excellent event could occur. But my question or concern would be, would the prison administration then stop that from happening, because they would see it as a potentially radicalizing or destabilizing idea? And so therefore, if people are going to talk about things, do they need to be, like, how should they be framed if it's to be of a more general political nature?
I think on the stuff of what you just said, I concur that would be very dangerous and actually detrimental. It would be something the administration could completely lock down and say, no, we can't have this. However, when people come in and they want to talk about these issues can be talked about, but not on a agenda platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are coming in here to say, listen, we believe the importance of establishing an understanding and appreciation for the law. And so we would like to do a couple of seminars and talks on, you know, community relationship with the prisons of the police and so on and so forth, and how best to either avoid a confrontation or how to handle a confrontation. If this is feasible, we would like to talk about this. If people want to come in and talk about, we think it's important that you have some skills. So, I mean, what about businesses coming in and sending in representations on job fairs and what's important to try to focus on in terms of getting a skill, if not now, in the future, to perform such a job. Someone might walk in and recommend that we do a college course, correspondence courses, or technology courses, whatever we can stimulate in here, whatever they can bring in here. Perhaps they can think about something in terms of a tax write-off. Anything and everything that is designed to prepare the individual to return back to the community as a legitimate laborer, as opposed to, you know, I have to survive. You know, I'm an individualist, and I only want to feed my family. So, you know, the sky's the limit in terms of what I can do in order to achieve that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Now, this thing on October 18th is going to be, people would come to Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, in New York, and would just sort of present themselves at the gate, and then there would be some kind of a classroom setting or some kind of a sort of big meeting that would take place, and people would, I'm a little fuzzy in terms of how the details of this would work.
Well, we're thinking about having an auditorium type of perspective, you know, established, you know, a platform for people, especially our, you know, executive team to sit down with, you know, members of the community in dialogue, and to break up into small groups and to discuss these matters and to formulate ideas around this. Getting in touch with Pacelli, Mr. Pacelli, would establish, you know, a listing. You know, he would prepare you for all of the information that would be needed in terms of identification and time and presentation and what would happen if you didn't get here at a certain time, you know, what would be the, you know, the flexible time around it. In other words, all of the information that is applicable to this, you know, coming from administrative perspective, would be through Mr. Pacelli. Our agenda, you know, is based on in our packet, what we want to achieve, what we're trying to accomplish, and would center around that. And what we think is an opportunity, a golden opportunity to bring professors and have professors write programs up to open the doors for, you know, like this would be like a field expression, a field educational operation where they could have on hand, you know, dialogue with this type of environment, you know, the kind of thing that opportunity doesn't come around, you know, much too often, but something that we could really, really, you know, get them to.
So, Seth, could it also be the case that, like, if people could do workshops on, you know, some kind of aspect of math or of science or of literature or kind of, you know, creative writing, this kind of thing? Are these also possibilities?
Absolutely. Okay. Financing.
Maybe even, you know, a second language or Spanish or...
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Because we believe that, you know, with a little creativity, you know, a little growth and development, we can reshape the minds of individuals. We can present to prisoners an opportunity to think about doing their bid a little bit differently, and in the final analysis, sending out individuals who are a little bit more equipped to handle that situation out there.
And is the intent to have another, like this would be an ongoing series, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. We would try to, you know, that's part of the seminar, to sit down, the forum, to sit down and to plan. This is the first time anything like this has ever been, you know, inspired to come into existence, to been created, and we're excited about it, and we're trying to put it in place, and, you know, we're very flexible. We want to work with everybody.
And so should people consider, when people are thinking about committing to coming for this first event, should they be considering that they'd be expected to come for another event in a month's time, or on a, you know, kind of weekly basis, or every 2 weeks, or what sort of commitment should people be considering that they're making if they attend this first session?
Well, I really don't have, you know, those particulars of the event aspect of it. But I would assume that we are looking for something that's going to be ongoing, you know, and it's going to be very, very flexible. We understand people's circumstances out there, the need to make a living, you know, and to prosper with their own lives. But a lot of the work that can be done will have to be done will be done by us. We want a lot of participation. We want a lot of direction. We want that. The importance of this is to take the burden off of our outside supporters and enlarge it on our shoulders to do the bulk of the work. But absolutely, we would need all the help, all the ideas, all of the, you know, the things that can be sent to us in support thereof. And we're just really, really looking for that help.